So you owe the IRS, the letters are getting sharper, and the thing keeping you up at 2 in the morning is the movie version. Agents at the door, your car towed off to auction. That's the fear we're dealing with today.
And the IRS's own enforcement data says that picture is almost entirely wrong. Field Collection conducted 50 property seizures in all of FY 2025. 50 nationwide.
50. In a country of, what, 340 million people?
More than 340 million. And in the same year, the IRS requested 339,137 notices of levy on third parties.
Say that number again.
339,137 levy notices against 50 seizures. Run the ratio and it's roughly 6,783 levies for every one seizure.
Okay, so hold on. My instinct as a listener is to hear that and relax. 6,000 to 1. They're never coming for my house. I can let this sit.
That's exactly the wrong read. And it's the one people take. Rarity of seizure is not rarity of enforcement. Your house is probably not the target. Your paycheck and your bank account absolutely are.
Right.
Both of those numbers come from the same source, the IRS data book. Same agency, same year. One tool is almost never used. The other one is used hundreds of thousands of times.
Why such a gap? Like structurally, why?
Two reasons. First, who can do it? Seizures are conducted only by Field Collection. Those are human revenue officers working cases in person. Levies get requested by Field Collection and by the Automated Collection System, ACS, the computerized side. A computer can generate a levy notice. Only a person can padlock a building.
Okay, that's the part people miss.
Second reason is money. A seizure means a revenue officer has to locate the asset, verify your rights in it, get a manager to sign off, then secure it, store it, advertise it, auction it, often for a fraction of retail. A levy is a piece of mail that makes a bank hand over cash at full value. No storage, no appraiser.
And there are legal guardrails on top of that, aren't there?
Several. Before the IRS can levy or seize, it generally has to send a final notice and honor a 30-day window. We'll come back to that. It's the most important date in this whole conversation. A principal residence generally needs approval from a federal court, not just an IRS manager. And some property is exempt by statute. Basic clothing, limited tools of a trade.
There's also a staffing story in the numbers, right? The seizure count actually dropped.
From 71 in FY 2024 to 50 in FY 2025, about a 30% drop in 1 year. The IRS workforce was cut roughly 27% in 2025. And Field Collection, again, the only program that seizes, shrank with it.
71 down to 50. But the automated side didn't shrink.
No. The systems that issue notices and liens and levies kept running straight through the cuts. Nobody laid off the computer.
So walk me through what actually reaches a person, in order of likelihood.
Refund offsets first. Cheapest collection there is. Your federal refund gets applied to the debt automatically, and often your state one too. Then, bank levies. A notice of levy freezes your account balance, and there's a 21-day hold before the money actually transfers.
21 days. That's a real window.
It's your last one. Then wage levies, and this is the difference that matters. A bank levy is a one-time grab of what's sitting there. A wage levy is continuous. It repeats every single paycheck until it's released.
Every paycheck.
Until released. Then Social Security levies, up to 15% of benefits under the Federal Payment Levy Program. And federal tax liens, which aren't a taking at all. It's a public claim that attaches to what you own and makes selling or refinancing complicated.
Okay, let's do the latter. Because I think the listener's real question is, where am I right now?
The notice number in the top corner tells you. CP-14 is the first bill, typically about 21 days to pay. No enforcement machinery yet. CP-501 and CP-503 are reminders. Still just bills, but the balance grows with penalties and interest every month. Then, CP 504.
And CP 504 says intent to levy, which sounds like the end of the world.
It sounds terrifying, and it is not the final notice. CP 504 is intent to levy your state tax refund. The true final notice is LT11 or Letter 1058.
LT11 or Letter 1058. That's the one.
That's the one. It starts a 30-day clock, and inside those 30 days, you can request a collection due process hearing on Form 12153. That request generally pauses levy action while your case is heard. Miss the 30 days and levies can begin. And on the automated side, no human has to review your file first.
Wait, back up. Say the form again, simply.
Form 12153. 12153. It's the collection due process request, and it has to go in within 30 days of the date on that final notice.
So what actually stops the escalation? What are the options?
An active arrangement generally takes levy action off the table while it's in place. Short-term payment plan if you can pay in full within 180 days, no setup fee. There's the guaranteed installment agreement. That's the statutory one under IRC 6159C for balances of $10,000 or less with returns filed. There's the streamlined or online installment agreement. Balances up to $50,000 up to 72 months. No detailed financial disclosure at that level.
And if paying anything at all is impossible?
Currently not collectible. No cost to request, but it requires real financial documentation showing that paying would cause hardship. Collection pauses. The debt and the interest stay. And then, offer in compromise, where the question is whether your assets plus future income genuinely can't cover the debt. $205 fee plus 20% down on lump sum offers, both waived with low income certification.
And I want to be careful here. You're not saying any of these are a given.
Not even close. Eligibility depends entirely on your facts. On the offer and compromise, the article's own number is that roughly 1 in 5 offers were accepted in FY 2024. That's the historical data, not a forecast about anyone's case. What you control is filing your returns, meeting the 30-day deadline, and producing accurate financials. That's it. That's the lever.
There's a hypothetical in the article. $31,200 W-2 earner. Is it worth walking?
Briefly, and it's a hypothetical, not anybody's result. At $31,200, you're under the $50,000 online threshold. So a 72-month plan works out to about $433 a month before interest. And the point of the example is the risk shape. That person's seizure exposure is effectively nil because the seizure files are dominated by long-running, high-dollar, or deliberately evasive cases with a revenue officer already assigned. But their employer and their bank? Those are exactly the third parties those 339,137 notices go to.
So when does someone really need help versus just doing it online?
If you owe under $50,000, your returns are filed, and no revenue officer is involved. You can often handle that yourself online in under an hour. Where experience matters is narrower. A levy already moving inside its 21-day or 30-day window, multiple unfiled years, business or payroll tax debt, or a field collection case where an officer is asking for Form 433A.
Because that's the small pool.
That's the pool where seizure is genuinely on the menu, yes.
Okay, next 24 hours. What do you do?
Find your most recent notice and look at the number in the top corner. CP14 or CP501 means you're early. CP504 or LT11 means levy action is close. Then check your IRS online account and confirm the balance, the tax years, and whether any levy or lien activity already shows.
And pull three things together.
Your last filed return, every notice you've received, and a recent pay stub. That's enough to price your options. If you want a second set of eyes, call Clarity at 888-825-7779. Our enrolled agents will map where you sit on that ladder. It's free and confidential.
And the balance doesn't hold still while you think about it.
Penalties and interest accrue every month it waits. That part's automatic too.